clearing the clutter inside and out, we are talking about focusing on what is important for you this year. Do you keep telling yourself that you're going to follow your passion and the years continue to slip away without you taking that first step? Is your mind cluttered with thoughts running around and you can't see through the junk to know what is important? Would you like to make a plan and focus on what brings you joy and let the insignificant stuff go? Let's begin our month and year as we focus on getting clear this year in 2017.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Welcome 2017. I hope everyone has had a fantabulous start to the new year. I cannot believe we are already on another year of clearing the clutter inside and out. Don't forget, everything's archived, so you can go back all the way to September 2014 when the show began. Last January, I focused on a new year, a new you, and had lots of good stuff that will work with what I'm talking about for this month. We have a limited amount of time. Wouldn't you like to focus on what is most important and brings you joy and fulfillment? That's what I made the tagline of my podcast about: clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. What are your priorities? Family? Business? Losing weight? Relationships? Concentrate on right now, not future priorities. Sometimes people get caught up in what they think should be a priority when it actually isn't. For example, losing weight might be a priority for you. While it may be important, if you are disorganized and not paying your bills on time and losing money, that may be more important for you to tackle right now. If you can't pay your mortgage, it won't matter what you weigh. I suggest the first step on figuring out what is a priority is, does anything need immediate attention, like losing money, or if your doctor says if you don't change your diet, you may have serious health consequences? If nothing needs immediate attention, then take the time to figure out. Don't try to rush and make a deadline. It's worth it to spend time on figuring out what's most important to you. Don't analyze or censure yourself. If you come up with something crazy, honor it. Sometimes that's where we find our heart's desire. Try not to think of this as a to-do, rather an exploration. Make it fun. Go within. Take time to really think about this. Walk in nature, meditate, sit quietly. Allow yourself time to really hear what your soul is saying. Here are a few prompting questions to get you started. What would you like to create more of in your life? What behaviors are you ready to let go of? What gets you excited? What clutter in your life are you ready to release? What thrills you or makes your heart skip a beat? What is most important to you? What do you love to do? What would you like to be doing a year from now? What would you like your legacy to be? This isn't about being famous. How would you like your loved ones, those closest to you, friends and family, to know you and remember you? Awareness is half the battle. Once you are aware, you can take action. Here are some other ways to support you in figuring out what is important to you. I have done this as an exercise at various times in my life. Write down times in your life, both personally and professionally, when you were truly happy. What were you doing? Was anyone with you? What else was contributing to your happiness at that time? Consider examining times when you were proud. Why were you proud? Who else joined in your pride? What other influences contributed to you feeling proud? How about the times you were content and fulfilled? Remember to use both personal and professional examples. What desire were you fulfilling? How and why did this experience give your life meaning? What else contributed to feeling content? Be open to going outside of your comfort zone. That is where we find the good stuff. I used to be deathly afraid of speaking, and now I get paid. I did an international internet TV show that was live and successful. I was so nervous and so afraid of that, and I conquered it.
Started to organize and got stuck? Need questions answered or customized solutions? Looking for a professional organizer to bounce ideas? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can help.
Sometimes we can't prioritize because we are afraid we will make the wrong decision. I encourage you, first of all, to not be in that frame of mind when thinking that. Because really, is anything wrong? It's not wrong if we learn and grow from it. Here are some tips if you struggle with decision making. Go with your gut response or intuition. It's there for a reason. Set some standards. I'll make a decision once I know A, B, and C. Once you have the information, choose and move forward. Set a deadline to research facts and information to assess your options. Consult a friend whose guidance you value and trust. Brainstorm and come up with several choices. Determine if the options are compatible with your values, interests, and abilities. Make a list of the pros and cons. Prioritize which considerations are most important to you. Other things to consider when figuring out what is important to you. Write down what you have considered priorities. Look at the first two on your list and ask, if I could only do one, which would I choose? Keep asking that and comparing priorities until you are left with three. I suggest doing no more than that, and you might just be able to do one for now. That's okay. Remember, there's never a right or wrong here. Once you've come up with your three, make sure they fit your life. Do you feel good about yourself when you look at this list? How does this feel when you close your eyes? Do you get a pit in your tummy, or do you feel really relaxed and good? Do they align with your integrity? Do they fit your current lifestyle? Are they really important? Do they give you great value for your time? I'm going to share with you my three current priorities. Spending time with my husband, Tony, and our cats, Joey and Antonio. Family for me comes above all else, even business. Losing weight. And working on my books. Once you figure out your priorities, commit to spending time working on them. Many will tell you that you need to not move on until your priority has been done. I believe that, and I believe being in flow. Here's an example. A big priority for me has been working on some books I'm going to be releasing. The way my process works is I have an outline, write a really rough draft, edit, and do some more editing, do some more writing, do a spell check, have someone review, and do the final polishing. While it is a priority, it has taken months, and it isn't something that will be completed in a few days or weeks or even a month. That is why I have more than one priority, so I have focus and always have something that is important to be working on. I'm also going to suggest take a break from your priorities. We can't always focus, and be about doing. Remember, it's also about being in flow. We're here to have joy. We're here to have fun. We're here to experience. So while you have these priorities in mind, might be one, might be two, might be three, just make sure that you're putting fun and getting that in there as well. All right, everyone, new year, new me, new fun. I'm getting crazy and switching it up. Last year, I focused on takeaways from today's podcast. This year, I'm going to close with some take action steps. If we choose to clear the clutter and move forward in our lives, we have to take action. Awareness is half the battle, and then doing something about it is the other half of the battle. I have learned to tell new clients that if they aren't willing to take steps, their life isn't going to change. What will be your priorities this year? Take actions from today's podcast. Write down anything that needs immediate attention and must be a focus. Write down any other priorities. Commit to no more than three priorities. Block out time each day to spend on your priorities. All right, everyone. Happy 2017. Let's get rocking and rolling. Let's get creating. Let's get having fun. Let's have bring joy, abundance, peace, laughter, whatever it is that you're trying to create in your life. Let's get started on it today. In our next episode, we're going to talk about how to achieve our goals. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.